All right, a reminder, all along today, Dave Harrigan has picked on a music theme, okay? If you believe you know the music theme, you should call in at 651-461-9226. If you get it right, you get a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura at the X April 18th. Dave has played two songs so far. If you think you know it, go ahead and give Dave a call. On the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Booker Hodges. He's the chief of police for the city of Plymouth. And he joins us. I was drawn to a story in the Tribune about what they're doing in Bloomington. And it's rather unique. You know, a lot of talk by police departments pre-George Floyd, after George Floyd, of how they can respond to the various concerns that citizens have when they reach out to 911. What is different in Bloomington is something that I think deserves attention and that more departments should give it a try. Booker Hodges is here. Booker, it's a pleasure to have you on. Can you explain what you're doing and why you think this is the route to follow, not just for your department, but for other departments across the country?
Yeah, how are you doing? First, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I think, well, reason why, you know, I started this program was, you know, you'll see a lot of departments are having embedded social workers. Some are doing the co-responder model. But one thing that our social workers had said was the vast majority of people they see needed therapy, and that therapy was unavailable to most folks for 8 to 10 weeks. Well, you know, if they can't get the therapy, how many times in the interim are they going to be calling 911 in those cases, right? So what I decided to do is we had a little bit of money left over from our public safety funds, and we decided to try a pilot program where we brought in supervisors, and then we're using students who are getting their clinical research hours done for their so they can be licensed marriage and family counselors. Now, I'm not going to say I was the brainchild of that because my wife went through that program, so I kind of had a end of what it looked like to do that internship. Yeah. So
sure. Hey, it's always a smart move to lean on your wife, Booker. You never can go wrong that way.
Yeah. And that, you know, so basically what we do is we provide people with that immediate therapy, right? It's for people who are in crisis, and we get them stabilized. And from what we've seen so far, it's been working for folks who have decided to utilize the program. So, yeah, I'm really happy with what we've been able to do.
Okay.
And as far as other departments.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I say, you know, I think I'm in the minority on this. I'm just going to be upfront. You see a lot of departments doing co-responder models or models where they're just police or paramedics and social workers. I mean, that's fine, but I think doing it this way, where we're dealing with people immediately after a crisis and getting them those services that they immediately need, I think is more effective.
Okay. So in your city, Bloomington, what, the fourth biggest city in the state, do you just have police officers who initially go out? Is that what you're alluding to compared to some of the other departments where maybe a traditional police officer and also someone in mental health with them?
Yeah, so right now, yeah, our police officers are the one that go out to these calls. But our dispatchers do a good job of only sending us the calls that we really need to go to, too. So that's the other component to this. But, yes, right now it's the police officers. And our cops are well-trained, I mean, in what they do. But it's just a matter of sending them out initially and getting that service to people up front. And why I'm not sold, and again, I'm being straight up, I'm in the minority on this, with sending social workers and paramedics to some of these calls is I just haven't seen, one, the training, right? Like, what type of training are people getting to do this? And then, two, the effectiveness of it, right? So if we keep sending out people to go to the same call over and over again and providing the same service versus getting to the crux of the issue immediately, I think is a more effective tool. But there's room for everybody, man.
This is the police chief of Bloomington, Booker Hodges. He's with us here. It's 42 past 12 on WCCO. On that same point, do you worry at all about safety concerns if you have the ability to have two officers go out and it's one officer and someone else who's very skilled in mental health but doesn't have the same traditional police training as the other officer who's also arrived on the scene?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think this is where I think we kind of get into a little bit of an issue because some of these calls aren't police calls, right? I mean, you know, you have to think, to me, at the end of the day, when we're sending cops, you know, I'm nice, right? But I carry the criminal justice system with me wherever I go. So to me, it's about limiting where we bring that system into people's lives. And I just think initially showing up as cops and getting people the help they need, I just think is the way to go, as opposed to showing up again as cops, if that makes sense. I'd rather send the cops out there once and get somebody help they need versus sending a cop and a social worker 10 to 15 times.
Someone calls 911, and they're the person who falls into this category. How soon do they end up seeing somebody?
Right now, we've been very fortunate, within 24 to 48 hours.
Do you have enough money to keep this going?
No, not right now, but I think we'll get it figured out. We initially, it's one of those things where you start a pilot, just put a little bit of money into it, and then, oh, God, it works. Now we got to find some money. And it's relatively not, you know, expensive. I know $220,000 a year is about what it's costing us to run it, but when you really think about it, you know, how much is it costing these folks to go to the ER, or how much is it costing us to go out there over and over again? That's kind of where I'm at on it.
This is Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, kind enough to join us here on CCO. We spent a lot of time on this show talking police work, including the number of officers who are available. I saw reporting over the weekend where applications to become an MPD officer have jumped notably the last year, which is good to hear. Do I have this right that you have a full staff and have had pretty much a full staff the last couple of years? And if so, why do you think that is compared to other cities bigger than yours? But Bloomington is not a small suburb.
No, like you said, we're the fourth largest city in the state, and we're actually overstaffed. And I do that on purpose just so when someone retires, we have someone here to replace them and we're not playing catch up. But I do think, you know, we've been able to do it here because of our community here in the city of Bloomington. I mean, we have a great community, right? We have a council here that supports the police department, and it's not blind support, right? If we go out and do something that we shouldn't be doing, I don't expect them to support us on that. But, you know, they support us, and our community supports us, and I think that's a big contributing factor to how we've been able to stay fully staffed and overstaffed, and we invest in going to people who aren't traditionally wanting to be cops and telling them how great the profession is, and we've been fortunate enough to get some of these people to join us.
How have you done that? If you're going in pursuing individuals who may not fall in a category of someone, well, you think this person might be inclined to go into police work, how do you reach out to these individuals, men and women, and convince them?
Well, it's wherever we go, right? You know, you go anywhere we go, we're talking to people. So the restaurant, the grocery store, we're talking to people about the job, and we have a Pathways to Policing program. So anybody that has a two-year, any college degree, we will take and pay for them to get their police training. And that program right there has been the program that's allowed us to stay where we're at staffing-wise. It's taking people who may be looking for a second career but might not want to make that leap and pay for it, or finding people. A lot of these folks did have law enforcement aspirations and went and got college degrees in other fields, but we go out and we talk to people on an individual basis. You can't put up a sign. You can't do a flashy ad campaign. It's talking to individuals.
We on this show and others have talked a lot the last few weeks, the last few months, last few years about Minneapolis and young kids and carjacking and just overall 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids who keep having run-ins criminal run-ins with MPD and how there needs to be another path for what's happening as opposed to these kids just coming in and out, in and out. When you see that, what is your reaction, and how much of a concern is that in your city, Booker?
Well, Bloomington, we really haven't seen that. I mean, because my philosophy is you break the law, we'll take you to jail. It doesn't matter if we got to do that 1,000 times and you get out, we're still going to do that. And I think people have gotten that message. No one wants to go to jail, even if it's for a small period of time. But it does bother me. I mean, I grew up in Minneapolis, over in North Minneapolis. My family still lives over there.
Yep.
And watching these young kids do this, we're not doing them a favor by keep letting them out of jail. And it's not even the jail part. It's just, you know, we need to invest in programs for them. But unfortunately, for some of them, the programs is going to need to take place in a locked institution. And I know no one really wants to say that. But bottom, we can't have people going out here carjacking, robbing, shooting, and killing people. You know, and we're not doing them any favors by keep sending them back on the street the same way, in some cases worse than when they came out. So if it were up to me, we would have some facilities to put some of these folks in. But in conjunction with that, we would have a lot of programs to really surround these kids and give them the best opportunity to do well when they got out. But to keep letting them out, you know, I don't, we're not doing them any favors. And I think you're starting to see some of this. I mean, I want people to think about this, and this is something that doesn't get often said enough. If you let a kid out of jail multiple times for felonies, right, what's the likelihood that they're going to be productive adults? Because how likely are they going to be able to get into college or even get a job with all these convictions on their record?
Small, right?
Yep.
Without something changing their path. Yeah, I think you raise a great point. When charges were filed against Ryan Londrigan, I spoke out, said I don't see it, didn't think it made sense. Eventually, those charges were dropped. You spoke out about that also. You put a video out that was out briefly. You spoke extensively about Alpha News, including comments about Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty. As someone who's in Hennepin County, who works with the county attorney's office, is she an asset to your department in making your city and other cities in the county as safe as they should be?
I'm sorry. That's a loaded question. But
that's why I asked it, because we don't know each other personally, but we have a number of mutual friends, and I was told you are someone who answers questions.
You know, she has a philosophy that I think that's different than most, right? I mean, on the surface, it sounds nice and good and stuff that we should do, but in practice, it just doesn't work. Could we use a better partner in our county attorney? Absolutely, we could. And I'm going to give you an example of this, and I don't think I've heard nobody talk about this part and why I say that. You watched the federal government just did the RICO Act on some of the Bloods gang members, right, where these folks were they got charged federally, and now they're going to be in prison for 30-something years, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a local prosecutor that did their job and prosecuted these folks, right, you'd have a little bit more local control over it. You'd have the opportunity to send them to a state prison and hopefully get them the services that they need so they wouldn't have to be in prison for 30 years, or they wouldn't have got the opportunity to continue to victimize people. The federal system has no programming, virtually none in terms of rehabilitation. So now you're going to send these people to jail for 30, 35 years, and we're going to have a mass incarceration issue again you're going to be dealing with here in the next 10, 15 years, when in actuality, if you had a local prosecutor that decided to help these or, you know, prosecute these people for the crimes they committed initially, and they wouldn't have been able to get out and continue to commit crimes before they end up in federal prison. That's where the partnership could be better. And I think that's something a lot of people aren't talking about. A lot of these folks that are going to go do federal time, when a lot of those issues could have been handled locally before they go to the federal government. But thank God that we have a U.S. attorney that's doing it, or these people would still be out here killing people.
Yeah, Andy Luger. She's Moriarty's up for election in 2 years. Do you want her to continue?
I don't think it would be in the best. If the current trajectory in terms of philosophy exists, which I don't agree with, let me put it this way: if you like the way the philosophy is now, then people should, make that choice. I don't tell people how to vote, but I don't agree with the philosophy, so I wouldn't vote for the current philosophy.
Booker, I really appreciate your time. We will reach out again. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks. Yep.
On a myriad of topics, Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges, including saying he does not want Mary Moriarty to continue as the Hennepin County attorney when the election takes place in 2 years.